Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything on the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for sharing us with your friends, your family, your associates. We have over 700,000 listeners, and it just keeps growing. So thank you so very, very much. But we have a very interesting guest today, a very interesting topic. Open enrollment for Medicare is almost here. We have Alexandra Abadie. To help us understand Medicare, what questions to ask, the difference between Medicare Part C and Original Medicare, and so, so much more. Now, I'll also be discussing severe weather storms, things to look out for with scams, and things that happen so you can protect yourself. I want to start introducing to Alexandra. So Alexandra is a senior broker at HCAG Medicare Insurance Agency. It's based out of Southern California. She's been in the business for over 13 years. She's also the very first person. You've heard of the Affordable Care Act? Well, in California, it's called the Covered California. And she's the very first person to be a certified agent, which is very interesting and a neat statute. She's been enrolling hundreds of families and individuals for Medicare beneficiaries and health insurance. She enjoys health fairs, being able to help provide education on how Medicare works. She's an advocate for the senior population, speaks out on panels covering a variety of Medicare topics, including fraud, scams targeting senior population. And one of the other things that I really love about her is she takes the time to train and develop other agents. So, Alex, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being on here and sharing my knowledge.
That's awesome. First big question is, everybody has a reason they get in the business that they're in. We just like to know a little bit about your background, what brought you into the business, what you love about it, how passionate, you know, because I know you're passionate about this because most people who aren't passionate don't have an advocacy to help others. And you do that all the time, which is really awesome. So Help us understand what makes you tick.
So in 2010, I was working in the mortgage industry and I was just sitting down having a candid conversation with my dad. And I was telling him that business was slowing down and he was like, well, we are in a recession, so I don't know that you should anticipate your job really being around all that much longer. And he had gotten into insurance a little bit before that. And he's like, you should just consider getting your license. So I actually started working on the testing and everything. And I was working on that in 2010 and early 2011. And I took my test. I passed in March of 2011. I got my license and it was like April or May, the company that I was working for went out of business. So I was super appreciative. Yeah, he kind of called it. So super appreciative that he had encouraged me to get my license. And so that was just kind of the perfect opportunity to just jump right in. And so I initially started by helping him. This way I could understand, you know, how everything worked and get a good grasp on Medicare because it was completely new to me. So I realized pretty quickly how much we can help people and educate them on something that a lot of people find very confusing. So I'm 13 years in now and I absolutely love it. Of course, there's ups and downs, but I usually consider myself a helper. I like to help people in my personal life and I get to do it in my business life as well.
That's awesome. I love the helping part. That's what we're here to do today is to help people. We have the Medicare enrollment period opening up here.
Yes.
And so how does that work for people? Also, could you touch on you know, how it works for somebody who already has Medicare, but somebody mm-hmm. who doesn't have Medicare and just about to turn 65.
Yeah, Medicare open enrollment, which is also referred to as the annual election period, or it's shortened to AEP or OEP. You might see any of those variations. It runs from October 15th through December 7th. And that's really the timeline for people who are already enrolled into either a Medicare Advantage plan or a standalone prescription drug plan. That is the time for you to shop your coverage and make a change that will become effective January 1st of the upcoming year. A lot of people don't realize that open enrollment does not apply to anybody who is enrolled into a Medicare supplement plan. It just doesn't work the same. Enrollment timelines aren't the same for Medicare supplements as they are for Medicare Advantage plans. So that's just something to be aware of. Unless somebody on a Medicare supplement plan wants to move over to a Medicare Advantage plan, then they can do that during open enrollment. And then people with supplement plans usually have a prescription drug plan. So it is the time to shop that prescription drug coverage during that open enrollment. It doesn't really apply to people who are new to Medicare, who are turning 65. They have their initial election period, which is a 7-month window. It starts 3 months before they turn 65, the month that they turn 65, and then 3 months after. There's two different timelines, and they cater to people turning 65 is your IEP, initial election period. AEP applies to people already enrolled that want to consider making a change for the upcoming year.
So let's start with people who are new and looking to move into Medicare. What are the things that they need to know to make a good Medicare election?
So anybody who is turning 65 or is going to be new to Medicare, even if that's after 65, they should really try and find a broker to work with, because all of the questions can and should be directed to somebody who is knowledgeable in the field. And then they need to be asking for a Medicare 101. Most people come in not having any idea of how Medicare works. And we always start with a Medicare 101, and we tell you what Original Medicare covers, what your out-of-pocket expenses are going to look like just on Original Medicare, and then what your options are. So you need to know what's available to you in your specific market. This way, you have a good understanding of everything and can make an educated decision for the best possible plan for your specific needs.
Okay. So when we're starting to look at coverage for somebody who's new, or maybe somebody who's not new and looking to adjust their coverage, mm-hmm. what's the most important thing that somebody would want to look at?
So you really have to factor in every single piece, but how we work when we're narrowing down plan options, because in Southern California, for example, where we are, there's over 60 Medicare Advantage plan options. So we have to narrow that down. We always start with a full detailed drug list for every beneficiary that we're working with. And you run that drug list, and that helps narrow down plans, because one, you want to make sure that you're going to enroll in a plan that is going to cover all of the drugs that you're taking. And two, you're going to want to make sure you're getting those plans at the lower end of the cost spectrum of the plans that are available. So that helps narrow it down initially. From there, you're going to want to take a look at those narrowed down plans and see which plans your doctor and their medical group are contracted with. That's important. If you want to maintain access to the same doctors, that needs to be factored in. So that's step two in determining plans. That normally will narrow it down to a handful or less of plans to consider. From there, you're going to want to consider what services you utilize most. If you're a high utilizer of specialists, if you have multiple specialists for different chronic conditions, you're going to want to factor in what your out-of-pocket costs to see those specialists are going to be. If you have a lot of visits to primary care, or if you have to get routine blood work throughout the year, any services that you highly utilize, you're going to want to look at those costs and then use that as your guide and comparison through the different plans once they're narrowed down to determine which one is going to make most sense and keep your out-of-pocket costs as low as can be.
Basically, what you're saying is drug list first, network of doctors, because mm-hmm. if you can't go to your doctor, why?
Correct.
And then costs. So let's talk a little bit about costs real quick. We got about a minute and a half before the break. When it comes to things, there might be a copay, there might be a coinsurance depending upon the plan.
Correct.
Explain how that works for somebody. Say, for example, they have infusion therapies or chemotherapies or something like that because they have cancer. Are some a copay and some a coinsurance? And, you know, what would that mean to somebody's out of pocket?
Yeah. And honestly, that varies from one plan to the next. Like even in the Southern California market, plans on their benefits can vary. And there's some specialized plans. They're called chronic special needs plans that cater to people who might have a chronic condition, where you'll find lower copayments for certain services that people with chronic conditions utilize more often. Coinsurance, of course, is a percentage, but that's something that, again, needs to be considered when you're shopping your coverage, because one plan varies. Those amounts can vary from one county to the next. Plan benefits certainly vary from one state to another. So wherever you're located, you need to be working with somebody who knows the benefits in your market and can show you multiple different options and really do a deep dive into exactly what you need to make sure you're getting everything you need from your healthcare.
Alex, stick with us. Everybody stick with us. We're going to be right back with more Alex on Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We're talking with Alex about Medicare. And before we do, I just want to truly thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends and family know and associates know. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. And please check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network, and all these networks are dedicated to empowering you to uplift your spirit, live a life of personal and financial freedom. If you'd like to follow us on Facebook, you can go to Saving with Steve Sexton, and you can get the replays, guest gifts, behind-the-scenes stuff. You'll love it all, but let's go talk to Alex, because we've got some great information for everybody who's looking in on Medicare. Alex, you talked earlier about how the talks for co-pays and co-insurance are different for different areas, but I'd like to give everybody who's listening and watching us right now an understanding of how that could translate to them. So people get an idea of what it really means to them from a cost standpoint. That would be gigantic.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I do want to just say that the examples that I'm giving, I am located in Southern California. So the examples that I'm giving are specific for my region. Costs on Medicare supplement plans and Medicare Advantage plans, they don't just vary from one state to another, but they can also vary from county to county, from one plan to another. On the supplement side, zip codes are rated differently. So everything that I'm giving examples of is specific to the SoCal market in the Inland Empire where I'm located. With Original Medicare, there's Part A and Part B. A is your inpatient and hospital, things like that. B is going to be your outpatient. There is a standard base premium for Part B, and that's $174.70. a month for 2024, and that can change from year to year. Then you're going to want to look at your secondary coverage options. So on Medicare supplements, that's where you're going to have an additional premium. It works exactly as the name suggests, and it supplements original Medicare. So original Medicare remains your primary, then the supplement comes in as your secondary. So where I'm located, the highest level plan you can get on a supplement is a Plan G. And Plan G is standardized from one carrier to the next. So the benefits all look the same, the core benefits. Those right now are running about $140 a month for somebody who is aging into Medicare. It's important to note that Medicare supplement plans in most areas do get more expensive as you get older. They are rated based on age. Oftentimes, they're rated based on tobacco use versus non-tobacco use. And there's other factors that can play in depending on the area you live in and the carriers you're considering. So supplements, you're going to have your Part B premium, you're going to have the supplement premium, and then neither of those cover prescription drug coverage. So you're going to have a drug plan premium as well. And then there's Medicare Advantage plans, which again can vary widely from state to state or even county to county. Medicare Advantage plans are going to be your HMO and PPO options. And again, there's some counties and states that don't have PPO options available. In the Southern California market, a lot of our Medicare Advantage plans have a zero monthly premium. Medicare Advantage takes over your original Medicare. So Part A and Part B are built into that Medicare Advantage plan. You still have to maintain Part A and Part B of original Medicare, but that plan takes it over. That Medicare Advantage is what is also referred to as Part C of Medicare. Part C and supplement plans are offered by private insurance companies. On the HMO and PPO side, the Medicare Advantage side, even if you have a $0 premium, there's going to be usually additional benefits built into those Medicare Advantage plans. So you'll see things like vision, dental over-the-counter benefits built in, and then you have usually prescription drug coverage built into those plans as well. They're called MAPD plans, Medicare Advantage plus prescription drug. So a lot of people also then ask, why am I going to pay for a supplement when I can get an HMO for free and I can get added benefits that I'm not going to get on the supplement side? And the difference between a supplement and Medicare Advantage, which is HMO or PPO, is that a supplement allows you to see any doctor in the country as long as they accept original Medicare, because original Medicare is your primary insurance. So you're paying for the accessibility and the freedom to self-refer. And then one other little thing that I want to bring up is a lot of people mistakenly refer to Medicare supplement plans as a PPO, which is technically not correct. A PPO has in-network versus out-of-network. A Medicare supplement, your doctor either accepts Medicare, original Medicare assignment, or they do not. So there's no in or out of network. And then a recent study that I saw within the last couple of years shows that about 93% or more of doctors accept original Medicare. So on that supplement side, you have very broad access to providers throughout the country.
Okay, so I just want to be real clear here. So when we take a look at original, you have Medicare Part B, 174.70, plus original Medicare supplements, another 140. So just with that, you're looking at over $300 a month. Perfect. And then on top of that, you have his prescription plans. And what do they typically start at?
There's actually some that have, depending on, again, your area, that have a zero premium, or you can get some for under $5 a month. But it's going to be dependent on what prescriptions you're taking and what drug plan is going to be most suitable for your needs.
Okay, so it's really important to understand your prescription costs in selecting a plan, because you might be paying $35 a month, but But you might also, if you have the really inexpensive or zero copay one, paying $200 a month for your prescription. So there's a trade-off there.
Yeah, you don't want to just look at the monthly premium, because once you factor in the drug costs, you can have a zero premium, but then you're paying thousands for your prescriptions. Whereas if you pay maybe $35 a month for the drug plan, you could be paying hundreds. And then once you add all of that together, it might make more sense to go with the $35 a month premium. And premiums on drug plans can range anywhere from, like I said, zero to $100+ a month. So mm-hmm. It's important to factor in drug costs to determine which plan is going to make the most sense.
And then on Original Medicare, you basically can pick and choose your own doctor anywhere in the country. Because I talked to people who've actually done that, and they've loved that because they've been able to go to some of the best people to have their knee or their hip or whatever done.
Correct. You can live in California, and you can go, and if you find like a world-renowned surgeon in New York and they accept Original Medicare, you can go to New York and have access to care there. Because as long as the facilities, doctors accept Original Medicare, your supplement will work in any state that you're traveling in.
I know a number of people went right off to the Cleveland Clinic, and it's great.
Yeah.
So now we have affectionately known as Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part C. Mm-hmm. That's either an HMO. With an HMO, basically you have a primary doctor that has to refer you everywhere.
Correct.
Okay. And then you also have to be in that network, correct?
Correct. Your primary care physician is assigned to a medical group that they're contracted with. And then you have access to specialists and hospitals within that same medical group. There could be this, I run across sometimes, is someone has a primary care and a couple specialists, but they're not all in the same medical group, but they all work with that insurance plan. But if they're not all in the same medical group, you can't see them all, because that means the primary can't refer you to the specialist who's in a different medical group.
Okay. So that's why
important to know.
Looking at your doctors is so very, very, very key.
Correct.
Because you could be paying for stuff you don't think you should. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to like Medicare Advantage, different policies have different costs associated with different services.
Correct.
So, for example, you also could have higher costs for your Medicare Advantage depending on what policy you get. Is that correct? This is not zero.
Yeah, there in the SoCal market, there's a lot that have a zero premium. There are some that do have premiums. And then outside of California, I know there's plenty of Medicare Advantage plans that do have premiums. So again, working with a broker to me is super important. I don't just say that because I'm a broker. I've come across people who thought they could handle it themselves, or they talked to an internal agent who only works for that one company, and they didn't realize how much education they missed out on, and they don't realize how many other options were available to them that were actually more suitable for their specific needs.
And more importantly, what they don't know, they don't know, can cost them significantly financially, health-wise, and things like that.
Correct.
One client I actually know of personally who thought they were just paying a copay, but it's turned out to be a co-insurance for something that was like, hey, it was 20% it was on then, but it became thousands and thousands of dollars. And actually adjusted the way they have to live their life because of that. And they obviously switched, but they wish they'd known that up front.
Yeah.
And they did make the mistake of saying, I want the least expensive one. And it was obviously the least expensive one because they don't pay heavily for the stuff that's really important. So
Correct. Could
you give some could you give everybody listening an example of something like that maybe, you know, you don't have to mention the carrier, but you know, this one, they have a copay of 20% on, for example, infusion therapies. Okay, people don't realize, like, I'm a cancer survivor. I had infusion therapies, and my the company that I was involved with then, they actually had financial problems, and they didn't pay their medical copays or their medical premiums for the employees. So all of a sudden I'm getting a big bill and I'm realizing, hey, I'm paying $500 for just having the infusion done. That's the pre chemo. Mm-hmm. And then the chemo stuff's 8,000. And you know what, that's all on me. And if I, you know, if it was a 20% of that, that would be brutally expensive. So, yeah. is it something that people should look at when they're having those big things that happen, like heart attack, stroke, cancers, and things like that?
Yeah.
To affect them.
That one is a little more difficult to prepare for. I mean, if you know that like cancer, a specific type of cancer runs in your family, that's probably something that you should consider when you're looking at, but everybody, you know, wants to hope that that doesn't happen to them. But you know, it's also hard to know for sure if that is going to happen. So there are some plans, like chemotherapy is covered under Part B drugs. So most plans cover chemotherapy at 20% coinsurance. There are some plans when you're looking at them that will have a flat copay. And there's a lot of people that stands out to, and they appreciate that. And they go with that plan for that reason, because they know that it's a possibility based on family history that could be something that they need in the future. It's also important to note on Medicare Advantage plans, there's what's called a max out of pocket, a MOOP. Be aware of what that is as well. Because that's basically worst case scenario. That's the most money that will come out of your pocket towards medically necessary services that are covered by original Medicare in a plan year. It doesn't apply towards prescription drugs or any add-on benefits. But we have some plans in Southern California that have a max out of pocket of $500. So even if you go with a plan that has 20% coinsurance on chemotherapy, your maximum exposure is going to be $500.
Wow.
And then after that, you pay zero towards for medically necessary services for the rest of the calendar year. So a maximum out of pocket is also important to consider when you're looking at plan options, because that's your maximum exposure for the year.
That's a perfect stop point. We're going to take a quick break and come right back and talk about everybody's most favorite thing, prescription drugs. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I'm going to get right to it. I'm talking with Alex. And we've been talking about Medicare, and we've been talking about Medicare Advantage versus original Medicare with supplements. We've been talking about copays, cost, how to look at prescription. Well, next we're going to be talking about prescription drugs, because that's the biggie. One of the most questions most people asked when we said, hey, we're going to be doing something on Medicare, they said, tell me about the donut hole. and I know there's some changes here, because we talked about that before the show a little bit. So, Alex, could you just share us how Medicare Part D works? And then let's walk into, you know, what you should be looking for with the generic, the I forget what it's called now, the brands. And then the formularies, and then the difference in costs and things like that. So let's just start there with, how Medicare Part D works.
So Medicare Part D, of course, is your prescription drug coverage. That's going to be anything where your doctor writes you a prescription that needs to be taken and filled at the pharmacy. A lot of Medicare Advantage plans throughout the country have prescription drug coverage built into their plans. Those are, again, called Medicare Advantage Prescription Drug Plans, MAPD for short. So there's no, most in a lot of scenarios, and in Southern California, I know specifically, there's no additional premium for that. It's just built into the policy. And then you go based on the plan's formulary. That's why I say it's important to run your prescriptions, because not all formularies are developed the same. Each carrier has their own. Even within one carrier, the formulary can vary from one plan to another. So you don't want to assume that because one plan with one carrier covers your drugs, that means that another plan with that same carrier is going to cover your drugs. It just doesn't work that way. Everything is tiered mostly on a 5-tier system. There are some plans that have a tier 6. So tiers 1 and 2 are generally going to be your generic, or usually like longstanding brand names that are lower cost can fall on tier 1 and 2. Tier 3 and 4 are usually going to be your brand names. There are some generics that fall on those because they're higher cost. Or just not easily as easily accessible. So tiers 3 and 4 have higher co-payments. Tier 5 is going to be your specialty drugs. It's usually going to be like anti-cancer medications, things that are very costly. And tier 5 generally has a co-insurance rather than a set co-pay because of how much those drugs cost. Anyone that has a tier 6, it usually just depends on the carrier. They're usually going to be like specialty drugs for certain chronic conditions, and they're usually offered at a lower rate than the tier that they would normally fall within. So again, it's going to vary by plan and by region, but it's just tiers 1 through 5 are generally the exact same from one plan to the next, but the formulary is different. So a drug could fall on tier 2 on one plan and tier 1 on another. But most carriers have a 5-tier system.
Okay. So now that we understand that and how important it is to check out the drug distribution list for whatever tier it is for each individual plan, regardless if it's with the same carrier, the next step is, okay, what are the different costs in the different drug plans? And you know what, let's also talk about, before we go into that, about that famed donut hole.
So if you're looking at a standalone prescription drug plan, of course, there's going to be a premium associated with that. There are some zero premium or low premium plan options, but you're going to want to take a look at the premium. Depending on the plan, there could be a deductible. Sometimes the deductible applies to all tiers of medications. Sometimes the deductible only applies to tiers 3, 4, and 5. So again, it's important to look at all the details and really have somebody who knows those plans go over them with you. It starts, if the plan has a deductible, it starts in the deductible phase. Whatever that deductible is, you have to meet it before the plan starts paying for your prescription drugs. That's how it works. And then you go what's called the initial coverage phase, and that's going to be in their plan booklet, the costs that are laid out for tiers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and tier 6, if they have them. Usually tiers 1 through 4 will be a set co-payment amount, so you know what to expect to pay every month. And then again, tier 5 is usually a co-insurance, which is a percentage. Initial coverage phase, once you and your plan have hit $5,030 in collective costs out of both of your pockets, then you go into what's called the coverage gap, which most people know as the donut hole. And that's where you're going to be paying about 25% of the cost for brand name medications. And then you reach your out-of-pocket maximum and go into what's called catastrophic coverage when your total costs out of your pocket only have hit $8,000. And then once you're in catastrophic, you pay zero for your prescriptions for the rest of the year. Because of the Inflation Reduction Act that was signed into law a few years ago, in 2025, the donut hole is going to be eliminated, donut hole slash coverage gap. And there is now going to be a max out of pocket on your out of pocket costs of $2,000. So you're talking about going from $8,000 down to $2,000. So that's a substantial change going into next year that's going to substantially decrease how much a lot of people pay for their prescriptions over the course of a year.
Okay, so here's the other thing that I think it's important. Even if it's a formulary, if it's not on there, it's not being covered.
Correct. It's not going to be covered. You can request an exception. It's not guaranteed to be approved. And if you request an exception for a drug that's not on the formulary, they do approve it, they usually will approve it at like tier four pricing. So it's going to be pretty expensive. Something that is important that I should throw out there, it's not a gimmick. GoodRx is a great resource. Sometimes it can be less than the set copayment on your plan. Utilize it if you can. I don't remember the name. I think it's Cost Plus Online Pharmacy. It is Mark Cuban's online pharmacy, and he doesn't have everything available on there, but I have some clients that get prescriptions filled through there because it's less than utilizing their insurance. So there's other avenues of filling prescriptions if your copayments are still too high that you can use to still lower your drug costs. So I like to throw those out there because a lot of people don't think to go that route, but I know that they've been very helpful for some of my clients.
All I got to say is Google's a wonderful thing if you can find a good discount. All I say is if you're looking for one of those discount people to do your research, make sure they don't have any issues so you're not sending your money somewhere and you're not getting anything for it, or that you're getting the right drug. So make sure the reputation's there for whatever pharmacy you're using. So that's
big. Yeah. Well, GoodRx, you just take it to your pharmacy. So mm-hmm. you don't have to worry. You're still at like a reputable pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And then the Mark Cuban one is also an actual pharmacy. So those are both reputable. I know plenty of people that have used both. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wouldn't say just use like a random no name pharmacy online.
I understand that. The reason why I'm saying that is because I have a number of clients who have similar situations mm-hmm. and I hear about the Canadian pharmacies. I hear about another one in Oklahoma and stuff like that. And they're getting what they're supposed to be getting. But every once in a while I hear, hey, I never got anything. And they're frustrated about it because everybody tells me what's going on. So I'm just saying, hey, take a look, because obviously Mark Cuban's getting in there to make a living because he's doing the economies of scale and things like that. So that's really important. So we've got about 2 minutes left.
Okay.
What are other things that people should know? And then I'd like you to tell us how people can get a hold of you to get in contact with you. I know you're centered in California, but you have a network of people that can help people across the United States. So I was just wondering if you could, you know, share a little bit about that and tell us what other things people should know real quick here.
So my biggest word of advice is to work with a broker, not just because I am one, but because they is someone who is established in your area that knows the market and can really help educate you and make sure that you understand exactly what you're getting out of your healthcare, because it is important. Another thing would be to be your own advocate. You want to make sure that you're on top of things with doctors, specialists, medical group, and hopefully you are working with a professional that can also help advocate for you like we do for our clients. I myself personally am licensed in California and Nevada. My agency is licensed in 16 states. So we have someone that can likely help you. But if we're not licensed in your state, I'm more than happy to connect you with somebody who is local to you that can help you and make sure that you're getting everything that you need. We briefly talked about the Inflation Reduction Act lowering drug costs for next year. Those lower drug costs could affect benefits on the medical side. So it's important in 2025 to be aware of what your plan benefits are going to look like. Annual notice of changes for your current plan go out in September. Make sure you review it. It gives you side by side of what your 2024 costs are versus what your 2025 costs are going to be. Make sure you review that. Super important. If you can run a needs assessment with somebody and look at 2025 plan options, I highly suggest taking a look and shopping this year. And if you want to get a hold of me, we do have a toll-free number. It's 888-550-5556. We have three agents on there. I am Alex, but you can connect with me or one of my associates, and we would be happy to answer any questions that you guys have.
Folks, you hear it right here. If you like some help, Alec and her associates are available. And the number is 888-550-5556. Alec, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I'm already planning to make a copy of this and send it to all my clients so they have the information, because it was just
great.
Wonderful. And with that, you know what? Stay safe, stay healthy. And you know what? I definitely want to have you back on before in September of 2024, because I want to know what's going on in 2025. So everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back with the next segment for Saving with Steve. We're going to talk about severe weather scam.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. Wasn't Alex Abadie really awesome there, talking about Medicare? You want to pay attention to that. I would listen to it a couple times, but now we have seen severe weather in places like Florida, Fort Lauderdale. They got 20 inches in one day. In the Midwest, we saw four F4 tornadoes all in one day. We had hundreds of tornadoes all in one month. We saw flooding in Vermont, Pennsylvania, Brooklyn, New York, California, and many other places, plus the wildfires. I mean, it's that severe weather stuff, okay? But you know what? Severe weather can happen anytime and any location. So it's really important to be prepared. One of the things that I'm sharing with everybody on the website is the Better Business Bureau have a national disaster headquarters, has tips to help you recover, stay safe from common scams. Now, you want to protect yourself from some of these common scams, such as storm chasers. Unfortunately, the aftermath of disasters bring out contractors taking advantage of those who are recovering. Better Business Bureau warns homeowners affected by natural disasters to be aware of storm chasers and out-of-town contractors soliciting business. Now, although not all storm chasers are scammers, some may lack the proper licenses for your area, offer quick fixes, or make big promises that they don't keep. Now, you also want to watch out for price gougers after disaster. The cost of high demand items often skyrockets during popular events or emergencies, like natural disasters. So some state attorney generals have initiated a price gouging law, which automatically goes into effect during a declared state of emergency to prevent businesses from overcharging consumers. Now, one of the big things here is a lot of people, they just want to give to support natural disasters. Sadly, scammers take advantage of disasters and deceive those who want to donate to relief funds. In addition, there's often campaigns set up by well-meaning individuals who may not be able to deliver on the promises and for relief activities. So it's very important you check them out. Now, folks, on our website, you're going to see how to figure out if a charity's real or not. Reading the full alert on the price gouging. You're also going to be able to read the full alert on scam alert on finding tips for victims of natural disasters. In addition to that, you'll be able to get tips preparing for recovery to stay safe from scams from the BBB National Disaster Headquarters. So, folks, I do want to thank you all for sharing, being here with Saving with Steve. All the replays are available at www.savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show, and check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio in New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network, and all these networks they're dedicated to empower you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, live a life of personal financial freedom. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, join us in the Saving with Steve Insiders Club at savingwithsteve.us, get all the replays, exclusive gifts, videos, all that sorts of stuff. I want to thank you for being with us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.